Tana, Maloni, Malo Elelei, Salofa Lava, Nissan Pulvinaka, Fakalofa Lahiat.
Tama, Pacifica Health.
Welcome to all our listeners tuned in to Te Ama Pacifica Health Radio and also to those listening in over the internet. Our purpose is to raise awareness and the important role community services, healthcare services have within our Pacific communities and also to promote the well-being of Pacific people. Each week you'll hear interviews with our very special studio guests giving advice on health, education, employment, and other support services that encourage wellness and foster healthy, happy lives for Pacific people, family and friends within New Zealand and across the South Pacific.
Te Ama Pacifica Health Radio, Mrs. Lupe Ruby, Tofilau Eti Alisana Valfanua, counselor, is our very special guest right here with us in the studio this morning. But as we do, firstly, praise God, our Heavenly Father, for his many blessings upon each one of us, his gift of life and for life itself. Therefore, we acknowledge his presence with us here this morning with a word of prayer. Emomo lava na tatu si ifa ata silvi inga ilitama ililangi. Molo na lofa mana fa manu yanga itele mo itato umalava ta ito tasi. Ma olimelea ola amataina la tatu poklame ilitatalu. Tatu tatalu.
Loving Father in heaven, our Savior Jesus Christ and our help of the Holy Spirit, we are so grateful and so thankful for your love and your care and the many blessings of life that I was blessed with. Father in heaven, we know that we can do nothing without you, but when you are with us, we can do all things through you that strengthen us. Hence the fact that we call upon you, because you are our creator, you are our sustainer, you are our provider and our protector and our helper in all our times of need. We pray and humbly ask that thou will please help us so that we may be instrument in your hand to help support our community so that they may be living happy and healthy and have and live in harm-free homes. Loving Father, please forgive the many mistakes we may have done before you, and please accept our prayer. For we ask all these things in Jesus' worthy name. Amen.
Falava, Malo Elele, and warm Pacific greetings to all our beautiful listeners out there. It is actually nice to see the sun shining and feel warmth. I can see it through the window and a little bit of wind, which is really good to have fresh air. Today on Te Ama Pacifica Community Radio Show, we talk to Mrs. Lupe Ruby Tofilau Eti Alesana Waofanua. Lupe has been serving the community of Manukau and the wider community of Auckland since 1970. She served in Middlemore Hospital as a clerical person and interpreter for 17 years and is still currently serving the community through interpreting in Auckland, in hospitals, courts, schools, police and Otara Health, community clinics and community homes. Lupe has served in various committees and organizations, counties and Manukau Health Council, community organization grants, COGS, Habitat for Humanity, Pacific Islands Family Violence Network, and Manukau Pacific Islands Trust, who provide health promotion, social services, and holistic family support. Lupe is also known as the Queen of Otara. Malo lavale soi fua lauli lei malelangi mamai laua fionga Lupe ilene tai au ma ufufonga matango fie. Sio ua lofa.
Talofa lava. Wa talofa tuile pa iemen mamalu e ufa fungfung mai li nei polkla me li nei tu la. Wapsaima vi iele atu ali nei fu i amanoa. Ua toi tu mai amo i tatou tatou te au nai pe amo ia. Wa talofa tu ie o pulea le polkla me fapta ili nei amanoa. Ua o maweina ele au na fata waa e fasoa tuese selangona. Ina yati na e pele tatu community el Pacifica. But I love for ya Joseph. Ilini yaba no taua ua maua. Thank you, Joseph, for being with us today. And we hope and pray that we will do good to help support and develop more our community of the Pacific in Aotearoa, New Zealand.
Yes, it's fantastic to see you here, Lupe. You know, when I walked in and saw you and your face was smiling and you two, you and Fale were cracking up, it just reminded me of the first time I met you, which was in your offices in Otara, and you helped me in a way that I can't fully express. But once again, it's fantastic to see you,
Praise the Lord.
For the sake of our listeners who are waiting and listening in, Lupe, can you please tell us where were you born?
Thank you. I was born in the Pearl of the Pacific. People call it the Pearl of the Pacific, which is Samoa.
Ooh.
I was born in Potasi, Falalili. My mother is from Potasi Falalili, and my father is from Savai'i. Iva Savai'i, ile motu tele Salafai.
Thank you, Lupe. And then, let me ask you about your schooling or your education. Did you go to school in Savai'i or?
No, I was schooling in Apia. All my primary education and secondary education, part of it was done in Samoa. But then when I came and left Samoa when I was 20 years old, and when I came to New Zealand, I took the opportunity of taking continue education because I had that belief that you will never stop learning until you die.
And while you were at school, you left when you were 20, you look like you a sporty person and you're still looking quite fit. So were you that sporty person in basketball or netball or cricket or?
No, not really, unfortunately. But I'm very much, I took the advice of our health people, doctors and nurses and things to take exercise. So I'm a gym worker every morning before I start to work.
Wow. That's why you look fit, eh?
Yeah. And a great example, you know, to all of us who think there's no time in the morning or I'm busy getting the kids ready. There's always time, Lupe.
Yes, always time. Yeah. 5:30 in the morning, the gym in Otara opened. So I have to be there. If I have to do other work in the community, I need to have that half an hour or 1 hour or even 2 hours if I have the privilege of having 2 hours to do my exercise first before I go and do the work. Awesome.
And does that set up your day, Lupe? Do you feel, refreshed after a good workout?
Absolutely. Man, but before that, it's usually the study of the Word of God. Spiritual empowerment is a must for every Christian. And I do try to do that. I'm not perfect, but I do try to do that every morning to empower and encourage and enlighten myself spiritually and then physically with the gym so that I will be ready for the day.
Spiritual breakfast, I just start off the day with.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. All right. So what actually made you come to New Zealand?
I think it's just the same. I'm just the same with many other Pacific people who came to New Zealand. First and foremost, it's to for our children to have better education.
Yeah.
We didn't have that opportunity while we were at home. We did have the opportunity, but it's not as good as in Aotearoa, New Zealand. So that was the purpose. One of the purposes, there's so many purposes that why we came, is more development for yourself, your family, not only on your family in here in New Zealand, but your extended family back home.
Yeah.
Lupe, I see that you have been serving the community of Manukau and the wider community of Auckland since 1970. What actually made you want to help people?
As a Christian, that doesn't mean to say I'm perfect. Because all Christians are not perfect people, but they try their very best. And as a Christian, I've got this motto in me. When Jesus our Lord came and said, I came to serve and not to be served. So that's it's like a motto in myself. The King, the Creator came down to this earth to serve people. So I think I humbly ask Him to please give me the strength that I'll be able to do to serve people instead of people serving me.
So you are already qualified, eh?
Well, qualified by God, by the Lord and the Creator of the whole world.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. Well, 46 years, Lupe. I didn't realize that before. Maybe I should have read the notes a bit better. But 46 years, that's older than me. That's amazing. You don't look like you've been serving the community for 46 years, I have to say, Lupe.
She looks 46.
Yes. So maybe you started when you were a baby.
I'm much older than that. I'm much older than 46, but I'm not going to say my age.
Yeah. Oh, that's all right. We'll keep guessing.
No, we won't. Yeah. Well, I won't guess.
We'll keep guessing. And now we know the secret. You go to the gym.
Yes. Spiritual breakfast followed up by
a bit of physical.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Right. Yes.
All through God's help.
So there are many services that you provide and, you know, with your passion in helping people. Now you said that, as an example, Jesus came to serve but not to serve. So he already given you that qualification.
That's right. Mm.
Your passion in helping people to serve.
Yes.
And one of the many, many services that you provide, is that one that stands out to you right now?
Well, due to the fact that there's a lot of opportunity that the Lord gives me to serve, I think there are, I'm gonna just mention a few. I'm serving the Lord through serving people. I also have that belief that through serving people whom God died for, that is the serving of the Lord. So one of the services that I'm serving for quite a long time now is serving the people through interpreting.
Wow.
Interpreting in hospitals, and everywhere there's a need. Most of the government agencies, the homes of people, the police, clinics in the communities, everywhere there is a need. There is a great need for interpreters, Samoan interpreters. And I have been serving, I'm sure there are a lot of other people who who believe in what I say, because I have been serving them all these 30 odd years. It's all more than 30 years since I serve the community through interpreting.
So Lupe, you know, when you first started, now I guess we're all used to having a translation service available, you know, we perhaps take it for granted. But when you were here, and there must have been very few islanders, you know, what was it like at that time? Were services delivered without, you know, really thinking about explaining it properly in other languages, which is why you thought, look, this is an opportunity where I can serve.
It was a blessing for our people. When I first started in 1980, I work in, as it been mentioned before, I work in Middlemore Hospital. Mm. There was no interpreting service at that time.
Wow.
But I was serving the people free of charge. Later on, 10 years after, we got paid because there was a service provided by the hospital board. But before that, I did it for the love. Yep. When that love of Christ lives in you, you'll do anything to help and support your people.
Yeah.
So I have been doing that kind of job, not only in the hospitals and clinics here and there and everywhere, but also in the court for our people in the court.
Of course. So you get, I guess, some very different perspectives that our people are going through, interpreting in the hospital, interpreting in the court. There's a great need for you know, your translation services.
It is indeed. Wow. Yeah. And I'm not the only interpreter. There's a lot of other people who are serving too and through that service.
Yes.
Another service that we are helping, we started an organization called Manukau Pacific Island Trust in 1992.
Mm-hmm.
This month, on the 6th of this month, will be the 24th anniversary of our service, serving our people in the community. And this service will provide for people for everyday happening, whatever may trouble our people in everyday, and they don't know where to get help and how to get the help, they will come to us, and we will be endeavor through God's help to direct them. If we do not provide those services, we will then direct them to the appropriate service where then they can their needs can be met.
That's I really like the philosophy of the Manukau Pacific Island Trust, Lupe, because normally, you know, you've got a problem and then you have to figure out, oh, where do I go? And then you go to the door and the person in the door says, yes, come in or no. But for you, it doesn't matter what the problem is. Maybe even we can't even understand what the problem is, but you will open your door and help anyone with whatever problem.
That's right.
Oh, fantastic.
That is a God-given privilege that we consider as a God-given privilege for us to serve the people, because a lot of our Pacific Island, this environment is very new to this. Our people just come from the island.
Yeah.
Especially the rules, laws and regulation over here in New Zealand, and not very many familiar with it. So when they come to our office, we will be able to provide that service for them. We don't really provide all the service for their needs, but example, we don't provide services for drugs and alcohol, but we refer them to the drugs and alcohol. We have to have the knowledge of other organization services so that we can refer our people to, which is appropriate to meet their needs.
And to me, what you're describing actually fits the Navigator model that, you know, everyone is talking about, everyone tries to do, but no one really is understanding. But what you just described sounds to me the Navigator concept.
It's a blessing. It is a blessing to serve our people throughout the area.
Now, before we came into the studio, are you allowed to talk about, you know, that case of the husband and wife, without mentioning their names, of course? Are you allowed to kind of talk about that situation, you know, just as an example to the listeners of the type of issues our people face when they come from the islands?
Oh, yeah. One of the family that we were working with, because they just came to New Zealand, they didn't fully understand the laws, rules, and regulations of New Zealand.
Yes.
What happened, they didn't know that they were not allowed to leave their children under age 14 at home by themselves.
Yes.
Unfortunately, this mother went to take her sick child to the hospital, Miramar Hospital.
Uh-huh.
The husband was working, and when we got there, I'm sure it was the Holy Spirit prompt us to go, because we were never meant to visit that family on that day. Mm-hmm. But when one of my colleague and myself went, we saw the two social workers on their phone, mobile phones, ringing police to come and uplift these children.
Wow.
And they asked us, are you relatives? I said, no, but we work with this. We work in the organization in the community, and we work with this family. Yes. Can you just please explain what happened? Well, we're ringing the police now to come and uplift the children. I said, why? Because they left by themselves. You know, the rules and laws of New Zealand, they're not allowed to do that. I said, can you please just give us an opportunity? Just give us some time so that we can help the family. They just come from the island, and they don't fully understand laws here in New Zealand.
Yeah.
But we'll promise you, we will help them. So they allow it. That was we thank God that they allow us to look after, and we're able to help the family. Yeah. I just got on the phone, ring the father to please come home. His students are in trouble, and can he please come home? The husband didn't know that one of their child was sick, and of course this mother don't have any support people.
Of course.
Because they're just new to New Zealand.
Yeah.
And she has to go and do the right thing of taking the baby to the hospital.
So she's stuck in between a
That's
rock and
right.
a hard place.
Yeah.
And you know, I mean, as a lawyer myself, I don't know half of the laws in this country, and I'm from this country, so I can't even imagine what it's like to come from another country. Mm. You know, especially where they have all the family supports, the village raises the children.
That's right.
You know,
yeah.
Whereas here we're
That's
much
right.
more isolated and vulnerable.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh, wow, that is so awesome. To our listeners, you are listening to Mrs. Lupe Ruby Tofilau Eti, Vaofanua, counselor and social worker.
And Queen of Otara.
The Queen of Otara.
Inna to only say iluatalia over ayatu ulutu kumalo si luailolele o uti utema hu utiti teleo o lua si fa ama oni fa ala e awatu ia lua fa ama.
Lupe also serves as an interpreter for 17 years, and she still is serving as an interpreter. Welcome to Ama Pacific House, to our beautiful listeners, and to Fatalofatu, love of Yunga Lupe. You were talking about interpreting services, and may I ask, how many other languages do you speak besides the Samoans?
Mm-hmm. I can only speak English and Samoan. I only can speak two languages. But I also have the privilege of helping our Tokelauans and our Tuvaluans because they fully understand Samoan.
Right. Yeah, that's so good. And so you were talking about with the lack of not enough interpreters, and you're very passionate about education and that you don't stop teaching yourself or receiving education until there's no end to that.
That's right.
Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. The huge part of us coming to New Zealand is for not only for our children education, but as for ourselves. And we have that privilege over here that we don't normally have back home. The privilege of continuing educating yourself. It doesn't really matter what age of you are. And I encourage. There's a great need for interpreters, Samoan interpreters in the hospitals, courts, and everywhere else. So I do encourage strongly our people, those who can both speak Samoan and English. There is a training here in Unitech for interpreters. If you would like, awesome. It would be a good opportunity for our people to take up the challenge of getting qualified And then come and serve our people in the community and in courts and hospitals as well.
This is one of your many services that you provide. Lupe, you are also known as the Queen of Otara. Through the skip launching of that service, that you were crowned the Queen.
Yeah, I'm not really a queen, but I accept that people like to call me a queen. I don't know why, but
you're too humble, Lupe. You are the queen of Otara.
If other people want to put the crown on you, then that's okay. Rather than you grabbing the crown yourself, other people are putting you up.
We said you were crowned.
That program of the skip, we had the privilege of having our member of parliament, our Pacific member of parliament by the name of Laban.
Winnie
Laban. She came. We invited him to come into, and we opened it at the Otara Music and Arts Center. That program was especially for parents, supporting, encouraging, and empowering parents on how to look after their little ones. Some of our parents, unfortunately, do not have the skills and do not have other ways of looking after the kids, which is acceptable in Aotearoa New Zealand. Hence the fact that the government created that program of SKIPS, and we were given the opportunity to implement it in the community, teaching and encouraging and empowers our parents on how to look after or how to be better parents.
That brings us to the other service that you have, Healthy, Happy, and Harm-Free Home.
Manukau Pacific Islands created this program called Healthy, Happy, and Harm-Free Home. Mm-hmm. We believe that the family should be a healthy home, should be a happy home, and then four, when they are healthy and happy, there won't be any violence at home. It will be harm-free.
Fantastic.
We run educational program, 4 to 6 workshops in the community for the last 10 years. We run those educational programs to encourage and empower people, explaining the law of New Zealand because it's totally different from the way we live in the island. And these laws, a lot of our families are getting into trouble because of not understanding fully the laws, especially family violence laws. So we have that opportunity of sharing information with our community, and we invite Tongans, we invite Cook Islands, we invite Samoans and other Pacific Islands, so that we share this information so that they can be fully informed, and then when they make decision, they will be able to make their decision well because they are well informed.
Yes, and part of you mentioned part of your role puts you in the court system, you know, where a lot of people, our people who, you know, we've been talking about, the rules are different from back home, and also the pressures are different here. So it's almost like a double whammy for people. New laws, more risk because they're more vulnerable. So what else have you seen, you know, in our court system that affects our people?
I also work for the youth. I work as a lay advocate and an elder in the youth. Our judge, who created and formed this service for Pacific people, because there are services for Maori people, which is really, really good. And they have a lot of venues to provide those services because they got a lot of marais.
Yes.
We provide our service to our young people, 17 downwards, and I work as a lay advocate there, to help support families, not only, to encourage and empower families, because families also do not know. Their hands are tied sometimes when you talk with them in regards to the area of helping their children. They said, look, we don't know how to discipline our children now. We're not allowed to hit them anymore. And we just let them free. Otherwise, we'll get into trouble when we hit them. So now, they just do anything they want to do. I said, yeah. And then you have to explain the law, the reason why the law was set up, and to encourage and empower them There are other alternative ways of how to discipline children instead of using old method that they will get into trouble because of it.
Yeah, you know, a little bit of the old method kind of kept me on the straight and narrow.
We were all coming through that, Lord. Yeah. Unfortunately, a lot of our young people, lost their life through those kind of methods. Mm. So hence the fact that the laws have to be created to protect the young ones, protect women, and protect other people from these issues of violence.
It's amazing, Lupe. You know, the youth justice system is kind of like it's not a free pass, but it's a wake up call, for the youth before they hit the proper court system, and there's no friends there, and the judge will be straight down the line with you. So, man, that's amazing work you're doing. As you mentioned, our youth need that support as well as their families.
Yeah, our youth are our future. We have that belief that our youth are our future, and the more we help the older generation, help the younger generation, hopefully and prayerfully, they will walk the pathway. When we're gone, they will be able to carry on the good work.
Fantastic, Lupe. And Lupe, I just wanted to ask you, I mean, we talked about it briefly, but, you know, the NGO or the non-governmental organization sector within which Manukau Pacific Island Trust operates, always under pressure with funding and that sort of thing. Coming up, it's, times are very hard for everyone, and there's a lot of people I know working in the sector who are, going through a bit of anxiety or a lot of anxiety because they don't know, how the funding's going to turn out. What are your thoughts, on the whole environment and having to, almost close up, get ready to close up shop? Because your funding might end, but you slip through by the skin of your teeth. Is that a productive kind of environment to work in, or what do you think?
It's a very stressful environment to work in, let alone adding the financial situation into it, the stress of having enough finance. But we know part of the help and support we have is because of that belief, Christian belief, that will sustain us. I can tell you for the last 24 years we always operated in that area. Once we run out, we're just about to run out of fun, and God provides again. We believe in that word of the Lord, God will always provide for our needs. And sometimes we just do volunteer works. We don't really care about the money. Yes. I mean, we do need money to survive, but at the same time, if you are able to do, God will provide through us. Like myself, I get money from to operate from interpreting and from other works, and then when I come into the community, I'll be able to manage to pay my bills with other ways, but I can provide free service because there's no funding.
Lupe, that's a huge sacrifice. Your funding,
praise the Lord,
through your part-time second job, third jobs. But it just goes to show the caliber of your character, Lupe. It's an honor to be in the studio with you and work with you on the outside in the community.
Lupe, you also mentioned about, because you do have many other and many more services, looking after those children who sometimes are just wandering around and having nowhere to belong.
Yeah. Thank you. It's just a couple of weeks ago, we had a homeless young boy. Not young, he's 25. He was referred to us by the service, by the Mary's service in Finlayson, Manurewa. They found him. He was assigned by the court to go and do his community work there, but they found him sleeping on the street for 4 weeks. And so because we are a Pacific Island service, they thought it would be better for us to provide service for this young man. Ooh. So we did. The first day, because we got the guy very late in the afternoon, I just have to break the law of taking people that I don't know into my home and let him sleep on the floor while I'm hoping and praying that the next day I will be able to, God will provide a home for him. Now he's now in a home in Mangere. A boarding house. He's now living there in a Mangere, and a whole lot of other services that he needs, we were able to do to help and support him.
And again, Lupe, we are coming towards the end of our time, and you're passionate about education. What would you like to send out through this program to that, especially with that Samoan family of this boy? What would you like to send out to them?
Education is absolutely a must. That's our ticket for the future and ticket at everywhere we go. This is what I say to my own children. When your education is well qualified, anywhere you go in the world, you will be sure of your bread and butter. We need to encourage our children to go for education. I mean, if they are not doing any good in primary and secondary, there's a lot of courses in MIT, a lot of other educational services that they are providing for our people. Mm-hmm. You can go and make use of those ones so that our children can be well educated and well qualified to do the work. This interpreting job, before they were allowing people without qualification, not now anymore. Wow. So please, yeah, come along, use the educational program here at AUT. It's only for 6 months. When I was in training, it was a whole year. Now, praise the Lord, it's only for 6 years. I mean, 6 months. Now you can only come and train for 6 months, and then you will be provided for an employment for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. Look at me. I'm now retired, but I'm still working.
We're still guessing your age, Lupe. Continuing on with education, you know, true education actually begins at home, which means we start to train our children from home.
Mm.
Train up a child the way they should go. When they're old, they will not depart. Is that where we begin?
Yeah.
From at home?
Mm. Yes, indeed. We have a saying in Samoa, o matua, ole faya onga mo mu ole fana. Parents are the first teachers for their children. So it's a must. There's a lot of educational program in that area to help our young people, our young adults, I mean young preschool. Now they have a new program that I understand that you can look after your own children at home or other children of other people who may not be able to and go to work and be paid. You know, it was never used to
never
be
like that
before.
That,
You had to take your children to the preschool. Now you can do it at home as long as you go through the process provided by the government. And when you get the okay, you will be able to do that to help support your own grandchildren, your family, your extended family children, and you will be able to do that. We love to do that, Pacific Island people. We love to look after our mokopuna.
Yes.
And so you can do that. That's the opportunity for you to do it.
Thank you. There's another option. It's called Nurtured at Home. So if anybody would like to find out more about this, they can contact you?
They can contact me, but really it's Fale. Fale, my interviewer at the moment, as you can hear her, she will be the person to get in contact with. And if you have any problem contacting her, you can contact me, and then I'll contact her and refer you to her.
With your referral services, Lupe.
That's great. Yeah, that's right.
Would you please give out your contact details to your listeners who will be so happy to contact you for any answers that they would like to hear from you? Thank you.
Thank you. The name of the organization is Manukau Pacific Island Trust. We're based in 244 East Tamaki Road, East Tamaki, not very far from the council hall there in East Tamaki, the community council hall. And our telephone number is 274-3425, 09-274-3425. And the mobile number is 021-082-533-14. The name is Lupe Tofleo Eti Alessana.
And Lupe, lastly, what would you like your listeners to take home with them today?
whatever is appropriate for you and your family, I would love you to make use of that. But if you need any more support, then you ring that number, 09-274-3425. Perhaps we can have a little talk and you let me know whatever you the helps that you need, and I will endeavor through God's help to help you in any way we can.
Thank you. We would love to invite you back, Lupe.
Yeah. Lupe, it's been a pleasure and an honor. You know, I didn't realize this interview how inspired I'd be by the end of it. Your example of, you know, getting up every morning, reading the Bible, hitting the gym to do your exercise, and that sets you up for the whole day. And just being open to, you know, not just, oh, that's not my problem, oh, I'll put you to someone else. Being, you know, giving out your number and being open to everyone, whether you have money or not, is a shining example. And your thoughts on education, I think very important, because a lot of us forget why we are here.
That's right.
And that is to get education. And you're right, education is the ticket to the world.
Mm.
And amen. You have been listening to Mrs. Lupe Ruby Tofilau Eti Alistana Vafanua, counselor and social worker.
And Queen of Otara.
Lupe has been serving for the community of Manukau and the wider community of Auckland since 1970. So Lupe, on behalf of Te Ama, we thank you so very much, and we would love to see you back.
Yes, please.
Fafitai lava fapitoe lawa fionga Lupe, mole taliaina ole nevala awatu lawa fionga. Fafitai Lupe yamanuia.
Fafitai. Fafitai ilene yavanoa, fafitai le tua, molene yavanoa fa auro, wa mawelo utangata fa tawaa, e talatala noa tuaima fa soa tu, ni fa soanga, mole manu yamaleati na ayatili ore tato, tangata a o tato wa maunea tu nuu, ele o se tato nuu moni. Tauna yalofa le tua e fa manuia, ele fa fungfung anga sa molo, fa fungfung mai, amatatu nei se yo le fa vavau. Amen.
Amen. God bless.
Thank you.
Mighty te awala
e mai e vela vako nyau tama
ko e he haka longolonga tinga
ko la pake hono aunga
e he koi lope kumahoya ola
singa o ka alo ilo mangapa aki ole van kasi e fa nga mai ole kama ole oi fa kau fo ai fa ai mai I apia mam o ke leo fo se o o palo ke fia e mai mali fai oi avele wa yai swinga ke tele o makua ala o kama oh my gosh e ufele fele I kele a ufisi lo ufie makua ngai ai ai a ukuro lau salu pongiri solo fa vai vai le ma faya o ngo o kua oi la upele se kau supe a kuse kupe mamaka kalo mai